then busy taking on to its own books the subprime loans made by Bear Stearns and other Wall Street banks. The Federal Reserve would wind up absorbing the risk in one form or another associated with nearly $2 trillion in dodgy securities. Its actions were of a piece with those of other governments in the rich developed world. The bad loans made by highly paid financiers working in the private sector were being eaten by national treasuries and central banks everywhere. In Kyle Bass's opinion, the financial crisis wasn't over. It was simply being smothered by the full faith and credit of rich Western governments. I spent a day listening to him and his colleagues discuss, almost giddily, where this might lead. They were no longer talking about the collapse of a few bonds. They were talking about the collapse of entire countries. And they had a shiny new investment thesis. It ran roughly as follows. From 2002, there had been something like a false boom in much of the rich developed world. What appeared to be economic growth was activity fueled by people borrowing money they probably couldn't afford to repay. By their rough count, worldwide debts, public and private, had more than doubled since 2002, from 84.